Welcome to 2 Minutes to Trust God. Our lesson is called Shepherd's Care, reading from Mark 14:27-28. You will all fall away, Jesus told them, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee. How would you feel if someone wrote in a book about 20 years ago that God would strike you, specifically using your name, with sudden death at the hands of your enemies, scattering your family and friends, putting them at risk? I wonder if you'd say anything. I'm not sure I would. I'd probably avoid talking about it, hoping God would change his mind. About 500 years before Jesus, the prophet Zechariah wrote in chapter 13, verse 7, Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is close to me, declares the Lord Almighty. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered, and I will turn my hand against the little ones. Now, instead of hiding or avoiding the Father's purpose for his life, Jesus embraced it. He was prepared for his death at the Last Supper. He sang praise to God. He goes now to Gethsemane to prepare to meet his betrayer and the evil that the betrayer brings with him. Jesus does not shrink from his God-ordained purpose. He embraces it. The Son of God understands and knows the purpose of the Father God. And so he encourages his disciples, But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee. At this hour of grief, Jesus remains the good shepherd. In the crisis of his impending crucifixion, Jesus comforted and assured his disciples that his pain, the grief, and the death are only temporary. They're only a mere few hours. Then he will come alive and he will meet up with them once more. The good shepherd meets his purpose. The good shepherd assures his flock. The good shepherd shows faith. The good shepherd fulfills his purpose. Pause and consider your response to God's purpose for you.